Utter is hereby reconvened in regular open session of council at
6:43.
6:43 PM. Call a question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. This will start with respect and acknowledgement declaration in the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation. We wish to acknowledge that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit, and work towards truth and reconciliation. We'll have a roll call once again.
Councillor Morley Haskam.
Councillor Nick Ryland.
Director of Operations Greg Gostick.
Councillor Debbie Zulak.
Councillor Mike Kakinen.
Ina Watkinson, Clerk Administrator.
Deputy Clerk Carly Britton.
Treasurer Roshan Kandia.
And Mayor David Moore. Are there any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. We have Resolution 23-309, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskam. Be it resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McCullough does hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held May the 2nd, 2023. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-310, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kakinen. Be it resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McCullough does hereby move into a public meeting at
6:45 PM.
Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And the first item for the public meeting is the road allowance closure between concession 5, part lots 33 and 34, concession 5, and registered plan 42R7404, part 2, and concession 4 and 5, part lots 33 and 34, registered plan 42R10940, parts 1 and 2, District of Perry Sound. And we'll ask anybody here present who wishes to speak in favor of or against or have any questions on the road allowance closure in this location. And I'd ask council as well if you have any particular questions. Okay, I'd ask the clerk if all the proper notices have been provided.
I can speak to that. No letters of correspondence have been received for this road allowance closure. Notice was posted on the township's website and published in the Perry Sound North Star on Thursday, April 13th, 19 days before today's public meeting. Notice was mailed to the abutting landowner and no response was received. Bell Canada responded to the township on April 21st, 2023, stating they had no requirement for easement protection over the subject lands. Hydro Run responded to the township on April 25th, 2023, and was unable to schedule a field technician to visit the site until mid-May due to training currently in progress, and kindly requested that an extension until the end of May be permitted to respond. No correspondence was received from Public Services and Procurement Canada. The bylaw will not be presented to council this evening, as the survey for the subject lands has not yet been completed and was required for the registration of the bylaw. The surveyor has requested a resolution from council to support in principle the closure of the road allowance subject to the lands being surveyed by the applicant so they may proceed with the survey. This resolution will come to the table as item 15.1 under planning matters on tonight's agenda. Once this survey has been completed, the bylaw will be presented at a future meeting of council. No further requirement for an additional public meeting is required, as bylaw 2011-24 section 5C states, if a final decision is not made at the council meeting specified in a notice given under this bylaw, and council refers consideration of the matter to a future council meeting for discussion, no further notice is required, provided that a public statement was made of the township's intent to continue its deliberations on the matter at a future meeting. On such specified date, notice shall be deemed to have been sufficiently given to continue the public meeting or consideration and pass the proposed bylaw.
Okay, thank you. I'm just wondering if there's any resolution that will come up later. Should we add Iver to that as well because they talked the end of May, or is that just something that they
that will
do?
Be covered in the bylaw. It will state that Hydro does have a requirement for an easement or does not.
Okay, so this resolution will let me add tonight then go ahead in principle. Any further questions? Clarification? Okay, thank you. So there will be a resolution appearing later in the agenda. The second part of the public meeting then is the presentation of the draft 2023 budget. And I'll turn it over to, now we've already had three public meetings as such, and this looking at first and second reading tonight, but maybe turn it over to our Treasurer Roshan to give us the highlights, and there may be some questions from the public.
Thank you very much, Council and Mayor. This is the fourth meeting regarding the budget, and after the last meeting, which happened on the April 14, 2023, there was two items which came after that meeting, and that's why the levy has been reduced from earlier. I was asking 4.62 increase in municipal tax rate for this year. Now it will be 4.47 based on the reduction in the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee budget by $5,500, and also we are approved for the Canada Day grant for $5,000. That is being included in the budget. Overall, the capital budget hasn't been changed. Reserves are same, and I'm asking the council to approve the budget for 2023 at the rate of 4.47.
Okay, thank you. For the council, first of all, if any concerns with what's sitting in front of us, or anything that's altered since our last meeting? Councilor Kegner?
There certainly has been some change, particularly Herdville Bridge. I believe in this version there was 7,000 for Herdville, or 3,000 for Herdville Bridge in the capital portion. I'm looking back at the asset management plan for Herdville Bridge. There were several occasions, 2016, where $86,000 was allocated for rehabilitation, and $21,000 was allocated in the asset management plan. But looking back in the budgets, there wasn't any dollar amount spent since 2013 on Herdville Bridge. And particularly now when there is some repairs required on Herdville Bridge, there should be a certain amount in the budget for Herdville Bridge.
I think the Mr. Greg is here and he can answer that question.
It's a little preliminary right now to come up with a dollar figure. Perhaps we could wait till a later date. I know it's not what we want to hear, but we have insurance to deal with, so we really don't know what the end dollar figure is going to be. But it's an excess of where we're looking for. So,
in the asset management plan?
So, it's in there.
Yeah.
Part of it is. So, is there grant money out there? It's really early yet for us to find this out. So I'll make the necessary repairs now, temporary repairs now, to make it safe. And moving forward, if that'll buy us some time to find some funds, because we don't have it in the budget.
Oh, For 2023, it's proposed for Herdville Bridge $3,000. So should that be adjusted now, or are we going to have some budget amendments during the course of the year? Is there an estimate that we could?
The $3,000 might be a little light because I'll have engineers involved. We may want to increase that by two, but does that mean we have to go back and amend the entire budget? Or can we pull that $2,000 out from somewhere else? I think we could do that.
So, yeah, and so it wouldn't be that we're amending the entire budget. It would be a transfer from reserve at this point in time before the budget is adopted. And I believe there's several other things on the agenda tonight as well where there will be required some transfers from reserve. Now is the time to do it before the budget is adopted so that we don't have budget amendments later on in the year.
I'm thinking going forward, we're looking at two readings, and that's why we haven't gone to the third reading tonight, so that would give the opportunity for adjustments for Roshan to make, depending on what council puts forward. I think, as Greg is saying, this is a longer discussion, certainly, and much more involved as time goes on. We have to bring in McDougall, and we also have to bring in Lakeland and Bracebridge Power and look at that whole situation. And we can hold out hope, I guess, for a grant, but I mean, we waited over a decade for Middle River to get a grant for that one. And Herdville, eyeing it, looks much more expensive than Middle River would because of the connection. They're all combined together there, and we'll have to separate, hopefully, the dam from the bridge. But that would be going down the road. So I don't think that could be done tonight. But I think, as you say, if we just get enough in there to do the repairs you're talking about, and then, and you say it's already been looked at by an engineer at this point?
Yes, yeah.
Just
for temporary repairs, okay. And then I'll have to get back out to do the full scope.
Right.
Yeah.
And who does the 2-year study, which engineering company?
Tatum?
Yes. And when was the last study?
Sorry, that was not.
Of all our bridges?
Yeah, GHD.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when was the last done?
It's due this year.
Okay.
Yeah, every 2 years.
Okay.
So they're all due this year.
And is that in the budget at this point, Roshan? Their engineering study? Okay. I'll cut down some of the costs into fewer amendments to make.
I do believe the over, for this year, for now, in the short term, there should be enough in the overall bridge study reports budget this year to cover the Herdville Bridge. There will be extra. You know, I don't make it too tight on these bridges, so there is a little extra from each bridge that we can use towards Herdville Bridge, and there won't be any adjustments needed. Yeah.
Okay. I just say the name so that people on Zoom can hear.
Yeah, thank you. Do you have an estimate of the cost of the temporary repairs then? I mean, or even a guesstimate, a sense of what the number would be?
Just our time.
Sorry?
Just our time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not material. It's not more.
I have all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't put
it's just
on.
Minimal. $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah. For now. And yeah. I'm just going to cost me a little bit for RHH, but it'll be minimal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from council, different sections of the budget? Then we'll open up to the public. Councilor Keck.
There is a resolution later on in the meeting where we could actually make some changes to this version of the budget, because there is another subject on the agenda as well, the St. Stephen's tender results, and I'd like to see that discussion take place and some changes in the budget at that point in time as well. So,
yeah, I think in fairness to our treasurer, what we do is look at two readings and then the changes are made before the third reading. So any changes that come tonight, you can still have two readings and to get it rolling, and then he can make the changes that come out of tonight's meeting and have third reading at the next meeting or whatever. So
I just
can still proceed.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that there's opportunity for
discussion
of those
topics.
Well,
that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, but a discussion that leads to some action.
Right.
And as well, just wanted to make sure that there was enough money in the budget for bylaw enforcement.
Okay, just add some detail to that and what page we're looking at.
So the bylaw enforcement is page 7. And currently we have proposed $45,000 plus 3,000 mileage plus
53,500 altogether, but yeah. There isn't a subtotal I see on that line, but I mean that's what it would be, so.
Just wondering if there's an additional amount needed for courses and training. Previous years there has been an amount allocated for courses and training for bylaw enforcement, and that might be a requirement in this upcoming year if there was a dollar amount put on that line.
Yeah, I see nothing for 2022, but back in 2021 it was $1,000. And it's probably not a bad idea considering the situation we're in, and we certainly have advertised twice and no applicants yet for bylaw enforcement, so we have more work to do, and courses and training can certainly be part of that. So I have no problem with that, of putting another figure in there as long as we're kind of taking notes.
Yeah. If the council can give me the amount.
Is $1,000 enough? Honestly, I don't know. Anybody have experience with this?
To actually do the bylaw enforcement officer's course, it's a 1 week course that I believe it's in Toronto where it's held. So we would be looking at paying for the course. I'm not sure of the amount for that. Plus, we would be looking at accommodation and meals on top of that.
So it seems too light then, $1,000? I mean,
oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. You're not going to get your hotel rooms for $1,000.
I mean, so should we put
$5,000?
Yeah.
$5,000.
Yeah.
I think it's $4,000 to $5,000. That's what we estimated last time.
That's what we estimated.
Okay. Well, then why don't we put in $5,000? So.
$5,000?
Yeah. Can I ask at the same time, Roshan, when you're making changes? To the budget lines, if you could use either conditional formatting, or if you can just simply color code the items that changed with a consistent color through the document. I know we only get a black and white copy, but just something that would make it easier to spot those. What I have done with each of the versions that you've given us is spend a long time going through the previous version and comparing it to the current version. But that can be easily done, I think, with conditional formatting in Excel. And if you want, I mean, I can help out with that. That's what I used to have to do with my reporting when I was working. So just because it helps us highlight the things right away, right? And the secondary thing was when you do that, if you can insert commentary into the particular cell so that, I mean, I know we don't have a soft copy, but I know you do, and then that way we would know, you know, why did it change, if you follow me.
Yeah, I can do that, and that's why normally when I prepare the report, I mention in the report what the changes are.
Yeah.
So
I agree, but I mean there are a number of lines. I went through the whole thing line by line and looked at it, and there isn't that many changes in this version, but it takes a long time to figure that out when we're doing it. And just color coding would make it very simple.
Definitely.
Okay.
Just on the item itself as opposed to
just on the cell, actually, like so the individual data amount, and then if there's a change we color code it, and if necessary, especially if it's material like this, we could put in training for, you know, 1 week in Toronto or something similar in the comments, right? They're not visible in the printed copy, but they are there in the soft copy. So,
just as we've done with the procedural bylaw, with planning documents, and you redline it,
yeah.
Notice the changes.
And it becomes a record that matters, because we look back 3 months from now, and nobody's going to go, why did we change that? And who's going to know, right? Maybe we will, but and you probably would, but I doubt that we would, so.
Yeah, and Whitestone, if you look at theirs, they're already doing that.
Yeah.
On the right-hand side there, not only putting down what the changes were in red line, but they're also putting down who suggested the changes and why.
Sure.
So just want to add on the Whitestone one. They normally compare 2 years, not 4 years. So
right.
That's why they have enough.
They have enough room.
Yeah. Unrelated issue, is there any objection to me asking for a soft copy of the, it's an Excel file, right?
Yeah.
Do you have an objection to me having a copy? I'm not going to do anything other than simply you do those kind of things. And I wouldn't ever present it as your copy because you've got the real copy. I've just got a poor man's copy. But does anybody on council have an objection to that?
Well, the only concern might be that once they start floating around, we don't know the original source and with changes that could be made by an individual. Then.
But that would be on my copy, not
well,
on Sean's copy.
But so. Where your copy goes, I don't know, to be honest.
Well, if you want me to, I'll sign an agreement that I won't do that. But
yeah.
He looks honest to me.
Pardon me?
You look honest to me.
I'm sorry, I still didn't hear you.
You look honest to me.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, that's further discussion.
And whatever you want me to do in terms of, you know, saying I'm not going to do something weird and wonderful, but anyhow, so.
We consider that down the road.
Okay.
Anything else on this particular, with the figures on the road? Okay, open it to the public. It is a public meeting for anything. If you've been following the budget process, as I said, as Roshan reiterated, it's our fourth meeting for the budget. And we're certainly trying to keep the costs down. The rate increase, I think, last year was over 7%. So we're down in the 4.47 right now without these changes, so that's obviously going to rise a bit. But
it's way lower than the CPI of the October CPI was 6.5.
Right. And, of course, I can never resist the opportunity to say that a big change in our budget this year, too, is the final payment on the Recreation and Cultural Center. Which is made quite a. That was. What was the amount of that, our final?
$562,000, I think, final amount.
Right, and right now we're paying interest in with the disbursement, or, yeah. With the debenture. Okay, again, I'll have you go to the mic with the
yep.
name.
Hi, Phil Jeffkins, 8 Philip Ave. Won't be my first time up here today. Or last time. I have a question, just for information. I understand the in-homes bridge is being repaired, rebuilt, remodeled, refurbished, and there was quite a large discussion on that in your last budget meeting about it. I was looking at the report 2022-03 from the Works Department in home bridge replacement quote. You have $125,000 from the Working Fund Reserve, $250,000 from the Infrastructure Asset Management Reserve, and $185,000 from the Roads Vehicle Reserve. I believe that's still the way it is. My question is, this bridge was damaged by an ambulance, correct?
It predates me, so I'll turn it over to Greg.
So it was damaged
by an ambulance.
So they say.
Okay.
That's what the problem is. For insurance, you're thinking?
Well, that's my question is why there isn't some restitution from whether it's from ambulance or whether it's from the government, Health Canada, OHIP, something. That's why I'm just trying to understand. That's all.
So there is no proof.
Okay.
Hard proof.
Was there not an accident report?
There was no proof of what happened to that bridge.
Okay, that to me sounds.
Yes.
Odd.
Odd. Very odd.
All right.
Yeah, nobody knew anything.
Okay.
It was, yeah.
I guess that answers my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And no grants, so I guess it's three pairs. No money coming in from other sources, but it sounds good.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anybody else in the public? Okay, we have resolution 23-311, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Colors hereby reconvene from a public meeting into regular session at 7:08 p.m. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. able to hear everything that you're aware of? Do you have any feedback?
We just have to speak into the microphone so counselors are able to speak clearly into the mic, and then if there's comments from the public, I can run around with the other mic just to make sure people on Zoom can hear.
Okay, for delegation and presentation, the Lake Stewardship Environmental Committee 2023 budget revisions. Tony Best.
So, good afternoon. I know you've got a budget summary extremely brief. Following the meeting at the open session, we didn't realize the degree to which the financial condition of the township was. And so when we looked at it and looked at the priorities, we volunteered to reduce our budget on a material basis. And that is incorporated in your thing there. And our plan would be to reinstitute many of those things in future years. It's not that they aren't worthwhile, it's just not the right time to do it. And we wanted to be a team member. So that's where we are.
Well, it's certainly appreciated, and I want to ensure that all the other committees are hearing this. Setting the standard for us. Are there any questions of counsel for Mr. Best?
Thank you.
Great, thank you. And resolution 23-3 calls in the Council of Zulak, second by Councilor Pekman, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Okeechobee has hereby received the deputation from Tony Best of the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-313, moved by Councilor Ryden, second by Councilor Hassan. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McCullough is hereby moved into Committee of the Whole to discuss a proposed upgrading procedure for municipally owned unassumed roads at
7:10
p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, the way this will work, again, we'd like individuals to go to the mics. It'll all be sorry.
No, I was waiting for you to announce that we could ask a question.
Oh, well, I'll get there. I just explained the procedure so that people on Zoom, they can also participate if they wish as well. And they'll have trouble getting to this mic, but they can use their own. And what we wanted to do, we're getting drips and drabs too, as counselors coming into us from certain individuals about this procedure. We got one as recently as this afternoon, noon hour. And so that might work into the conversation. However, there is a cutoff time for submissions, so we can talk about them on council. And if it works itself into the discussion, that's fine. We have, as you know too, it was part of the agenda package, we have a resolution that would be discussed tonight, and depending perhaps on what comes out of the Committee of the Whole. These can work different ways. Committee of the Whole is the approach we've used for this council from the beginning, so that the public has an opportunity to come in and give their views. Deputations is another way, of course, but that way you're limited to two or three people, and this opens it up to everybody. But again, we just caution that if you're all going to say the same thing, that we have spokespeople, I think that would be helpful for council to give views. And I think there has been some leadership shown already in this particular situation for Deerfield and Bay. And I'm not saying that those will be the only people who will speak, but I would think they'd be the main part of the discussion. The assumption is, of course, that they've already been talking to other people within the association. So we'll just open this up in no particular order. Again, we just ask for your name and your comments on what procedure you think council should be using going forward. And I'll just go, you ask first, so I'll let you go first. No, I'm better at the lectern.
Are you sure? Yep.
Thank you. My name is Gary Jarrett. I have a seasonal cottage at 6 Island View Drive as part of the Bailey subdivision. The cottage has been in our family, and we've been paying taxes to the municipality since 1967. So I speak with a position of authority in the subdivision in context of the road. As council is well aware. Money has been spent by the residents there to upgrade the road to ensure that the township maintain the road and plow the road. And we feel we're there. We've got a commitment in writing that as of May of 2023 that the road will be assumed by the township. And my question to you is, it's now May of 2023. Is council now going to assume the road in the Bailey subdivision?
I'm not sure of this commitment that you're referring to. I've never seen it.
We have letters from the township on letterhead that clearly state that after an engineering examination for a period of 2 years that commenced in 2021, that in May of 2023 that the road will be assumed by the municipality. The Director of Operation provides a report to Council recommending the assumption of the above-noted road street. The two-year monitoring period ends in May of 2023. This isn't new. This isn't something that you're not well aware of.
Excuse me. This is something that we're new to, some of us.
Are you aware that the residents down there have paid $3,503.47? Are you aware of that?
Not officially through the township, no. I realize there was a deal struck by the previous council, yes.
You can't hide from
the
previous council.
I'm not.
Mayor, with all due respect.
Yeah, well, let's keep it respectful then. Don't make comments that you can't back up. I'm just telling you the truth, what I know.
So, are you aware of this document?
No,
that was forwarded
I am
to
not.
The residents? Can I give you a copy?
Yes, that would be great.
Could you please make a copy of this for the mayor? So $3,503.47 came out of my bank account at the request of the municipality to bring the road up to a standard where it would be maintained and assumed by the township of McKellar. Okay? So that has occurred. Now we're asking for the commitment to be fulfilled by council. And many representatives here in present here, you can see it's well attended. This is a big issue for us. That we paid taxes for decades, and now we're asking council to fulfill their commitment. Now, I understand there's some other areas here, Fire Route 300, a few others. I don't have them all recognized, and there's representatives here who are looking to ensure that their road get consideration or their roads the same as the Bailey subdivision. In some regard, we're guinea pigs. We set the pace. We worked with the road superintendent. There was engineers involved. And there was money spent. And now we're asking for this commitment that was made and paid for by the people who reside in the Bailey subdivision. We're asking council to complete the process.
Okay. We'll have to take that into consideration. Councilor Zulak?
Can you use your mic? Yeah, I wasn't part of the previous council, so I'm just questioning here. It says in the bylaw for the minimum standards, the bylaw 2022-2024, under in the section upgrading municipally owned unassumed roads, it's part 2A down at the bottom. It says there is a 2-year time frame from the last upgrading or repair work performed on the road before assumption of the road may be requested, and as a constructive report from the civil engineer will also be required after the 2-year time period prior to the assumption. I think that says assumption. Request for assumption. Any costs associated with the repair and maintenance of the roadway during the 2-year period shall be borne by the proponents. So has there been an engineer's report since you asked the township to assume the road after this 2-year period?
The piece of paper in front of me clearly states the assumption of the Bailey subdivision road that was put forward by the township of McKellar. It's clearly on the township letterhead.
This one you're talking about?
That's correct, and it also is a synopsis of what you're saying in the bylaw. Bullet number 4 says the Director of Operation provides a report to council recommending the assumption of the above noted road street of township. Has that occurred?
So
has that occurred?
Not to my knowledge, it hasn't.
Has bullet three been completed? Final inspection is conducted by engineering firm at the end of the 2 year period.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Well, because this was generated by the Township of McKellar, this is an action step for the Township of McKellar. This
yeah,
is
we have a good transition here from previous council members. Councilor Keck.
My question is, there's no date on this. No one has signed this off. So who created this? This is the first time I've seen this.
This was sent from the Township of McKellar.
Who sent it to you?
I don't know. You should ask that internally.
I've asked the clerk administrator beside me here, and she doesn't recognize it, so...
Oh, my God.
So, Councilor, let me ask you a question in context as...
collected our money.
Excuse me.
As clarification to your question. The monies have been received by the municipality in context of the cost associated with upgrading the roads in the Bailey subdivision, correct?
Has the money been collected from Bailey's?
Not all of this money. Yes, some people are already paid it, and some people are on the quarterly basis. You know,
can I have the December 2021 letter, please, Mr. Jeffkins?
Stand by.
So what you're alluding to, correct me if I'm wrong, Treasurer, is that the actual monies, members who reside down there were given an option.
Correct.
Correct. Would you explain that to council, please?
All right. We should have a microphone.
There was a couple of options on that. You know, if the person want to pay upfront, or not upfront, but then before the there was a two or three options if they want to go in the 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years. You know, the option they have to pay some interest, and then they have to pay the quarterly payment on that. And some people, if they interested, they can pay full amount. And that's what I'm saying. Some people paid full amount, and some people selected the option, and they end up going with the 5 years, 10 years, 15 years in the options.
So it was funded,
yeah,
as requested. So on a letter on Township of McKellar letterhead dated December 21st, 2021. This particular letter, as I received it, many did in the subdivision, is addressed to Mr. Phil Jeffkins, who resides at 8 Phillip Avenue. It says, "Dear Mr. Jeffkins, payment options for property owner on roll number," and it states it in the Bailey subdivision upgrade. Further to our previous letters, we can advise that the upgrade of the roads in the Bailey subdivision is complete. The final cost of the project, as per council resolution from December 14, 2021, is $91,090.52. The project cost assigned to each individual property based on 26 properties was $3,503.48. I stand corrected. At this time, we're asking property owners to individually confirm their payment preference. You may have indicated a preference previously in your ballot. However, we must ensure that hasn't changed, and they give some options for the payment. So again, clearly there was a process enacted by council, and I fully appreciate the fact that it was a previous council, but you've now assumed the position to represent the constituents in the Township of McKellar. You represent us. And as such, the previous council and members of the township have stated, we will upgrade your road, and here's the cost, $91,090.52, and that cost was passed on to the taxpayers. Many of us paid a check for $3,503.48, and others have opted for a monthly payment or an annual payment, right? So we fulfilled our commitment. Now what we're asking is for township and council to fulfill their commitment to maintain the road, to plow the road, and to assume the road now that it's been brought up to the standard as requested by the township. It's not confrontational, Mr. Mayor. This is a very factual
No, that's fine.
Discussion, and I think it's very important for us to understand that we've done our part.
Yeah, but well, we just need more information from our director of operations, from our treasurer. So that's good. Thank you.
I'd like to make one comment.
Name, please.
Oh, so Carol Ann Miller, in the Bailey subdivision. When a few of you have nodded or made comments that you haven't heard of this before, I spoke at a council meeting, and I'd have to look look back, but I'm sure there's records of it, and I brought up this whole situation already at a council meeting, and that was this council, so everyone at this council has heard of our situation. When Councillor Ryland was talking about his 12-step program to do future roads, I came up, as well as my husband Phil Jeffkins, and we talked about the way ours was done, and that we're still waiting for it to be assumed. So that is on record. You people know about it.
Okay, we were provided with more information this evening, though. I think that was probably a January meeting that you're referring to. Councillor Ryland.
Just to reiterate that, I mean, my opinion is, I mean, the letter in itself has some steps in there that have not yet been completed. I mean, to the township's credit, I mean, they at least identified those things, notably an inspection and then a report to council with a recommendation. I don't think anybody here is saying that we aren't going to do that. I'm just simply saying that it hasn't yet been done, but there was a commitment to do it in May. It is still only May the 2nd, just for the record. I don't know if there's any issue or problem with doing the inspection and or having Greg issue a report. I mean, I can ask Greg that question, but more importantly, I'm aware, and so are the rest of council, with this document that Dave Spiegel has prepared that covers the steps. I think it's fair to say that over time, the process evolved a lot from the beginning, which was starting in 2019, is that true? And some of the steps simply weren't defined because it was a new process. As we've gone through this, I mean, we've added things to it, or at least maybe not right into the policy, but trying to write out a process. So this document here that Dave Spiegel has produced covers that step in step 12, if I'm right. I think there's an opportunity, whether it's right now or perhaps later, to go through this just to even cover the highlights of what he's proposing as a partnering approach for how we move this forward. So I don't want anybody to think that council is not going to do that. That's certainly not my understanding or my intention. It hasn't been done yet, but we still have 29 days left in May. And I don't know if it's reasonable to think that you could do an inspection, Greg. Do you mind if I ask you just to speak to this?
Well, before we go much further
okay.
on this, first of all, as far as that coming in, came in late, so I think Mr. Spiegel will probably speak to that and cover the highlights himself
sure.
at the meeting, which is fine.
Sure.
Let's deal with the one that's
yeah.
on the floor right now
okay.
Instead of looking ahead there. And as far as director operations, what we're certainly moving forward, and we have to review this one and what promises were made, an engineer is going to be involved certainly to do the final inspection, whether it be this one, whether it be the ones coming up, et cetera. So that would be one of the steps, yes.
I think what's evident, Mr. Mayor and Council, thank you for your comment. Is that this isn't new to council. This is something that has been ongoing. It dates back to well before 2019. We've had previous members, one of which passed away, who's been championing this. I attended a roads meeting back 5 years ago and discussed this with council, with all due respect. I want you to be fully aware that this isn't a promise. This is a commitment. This is a process that was initiated in agreement with the township. Need I remind you that we've paid $3,503 out of my bank account?
Well, I'm just going to mention, too, that's what we're dealing with later tonight with Deerfield and Bay. There will be an agreement, I hope, the council agrees to that. It'll be more legal than what's happened in the past, and that way we can break back to the legal documents. This way, it seems to be all over, and that's why we have to get some information from the director and from the treasurer on what was signed and what wasn't. Because this seems to be, I don't know, all over the place.
My final comment to you, and I know there's other people that would like to take the phone and speak about their specific situation, is that we were the originators to work with council, with the mayor, to get this completed. We'd like you to complete this process and not group us in with other subdivisions, with all due respect, that we've already done this. This is replicatable and duplicatable, as you'll hear from other members, but this has to be completed. And the commitment that was made in writing, and I understand Councillor wants to debate the origin of this, but this originated in my mailbox from the Township of McKellar. And the fact that it wasn't dated and signed is shame on the Township of McKellar for this. This isn't our doing. We did not generate this, the Township of McKellar did. And they committed to a process. And if you're hanging your hat on the fact that it's not dated or signed, shame on the Township of McKellar for forwarding this to the constituents and the members of the Bailey subdivision. paid out of their bank account $90,090.52 to the corporation. So I would like and I request.
That's what we'll be investigating. Yeah.
This is money in your township's bank account now.
Okay.
We're asking that you complete this process. Stop dragging us along. I've had to take my day off of work to come here to speak to this on this behalf. I've lived there since 1967. It's been in our family. And this is not appropriate behavior on the township to say, well, we don't know what you're talking about. It's not acceptable.
I don't know if you misunderstood, but I was just wondering the origins of this, not the entire process. And that has been the problem, is that there's been some people who have been part of the process, council members, staff, and there's others who were not aware of all the processes. No, we were not given all of the information as things were going along. So this is not any challenge. It was just a question for me wondering where this derived from. I understand this process. I understand that in good faith, we want to complete whatever agreement has been made. You know, the terms and conditions of the agreement, if they're met, then the agreement is binding. So as Councilor Ryland said, we're at the beginning of May. This indicates that sometime in May, something is going to, the two-year monitoring period ends in May of 2023. So we're on track.
Councillor, how long have you been a councillor?
This is the third term.
And how long is each term?
4 years.
So you've been a councillor for 12 years. You're in your third term?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so I remember that when you were soliciting my vote, when you were employed by the township, that you were asking for my vote in order to represent us. And I implore this council to remind you that you represent us. You're not here to rebut us. We pay taxes for various reasons, and you all are well aware of this reason. What we're asking you to do is stand up and meet the commitments that you made to the Bailey subdivision before you get into negotiations with other areas. You've already done this. You've already accepted my money from my bank account, as you did with the Jeffkins and others here. And that's what I'm alluding to. Stop dragging your feet.
No.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm not challenging you. And one of the responsibilities that we have is that we are aware of the information, what has taken place, so that we can confirm that we understand, where we are at in the process. So I'm not challenging anyone. I want to understand, and like I said, throughout the years, we have not been given all of the information when the process has gone on, and that's why at one of the meetings, there was a request that council be provided with a status report on where things are at, so we could understand, you know, where we're at in that process. So it's just trying to understand where things are at.
I'll leave you this, Counselor. I'm a forensic detective. I've been doing it for 35 years. My observation sitting here is you're very detail-oriented. You have copious amounts of detail in front of you. This issue is not new. You're saying, we're just now understanding that this is something we have to look into.
No,
these documents were generated by the township. The road superintendent, if he wasn't employed at the time, is fully aware of what the requirements are here. This was sent out from the township of McKelvey. The constituents aren't the first people to see this. I leave that with you.
Okay.
We expect some action from this council.
Thank you. We'll investigate that. Thank you. You were next. Yes.
Seem to have the potholes resident in our division, subdivision, that are permanent residents. And it's for their benefit, I think, we in the subdivision have to ensure that this road is maintained for them in the wintertime. And that's all I have to say.
I'm just a little confused on that one. Is this road not maintained by the township in the wintertime?
Yes.
Daily subdivision? It is already?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
It's hired to maintain, right?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dave Spiegel. I live at 10 Bay Drive in McKellar Township. I am here representing the 55 cottagers that are part of the Manitowoc Peninsula Association. I have been to council in the past, the previous council and this council. We have over many, many years requested several times for our road to be assumed as well, for the work to start, for the road to be assumed. Gary's given me a really good segue to the procedure document, which I developed over the weekend with a bunch of colleagues from other road associations as well. The segue being that, there has been some recent work with Township Assumption in the past few years. Bailey's was done in 2019. The Craigmore subdivision was done in 2020. We were supposed to be the next one slotted in on the work for road upgrades with an eventual assumption for an assumption by the township. And what Gary has pointed out is the fact that without a process, things get lost, right? I'm observing that the township of McKellar I do understand during this period, during the 2020 and beyond period, there was COVID, right? And there was all sorts of other issues. And I know that there's been staffing issues with the Township of McKellar. I believe we're on our fourth or fifth clerk in the last 4 or 5 years. There's been several other positions that have changed hands. So consistency of operation and communication from one staff to another staff, from one council to another council, because this is a brand new council. I've been speaking to this council. I've been speaking to the previous council. And so, communication starts to fall down when things aren't written down. And so when I approached the township recently asking for us to again start up, as I had been promised in January or in December, I forget, it was with this council. I approached this council recently and asked that we re-engage with McKellar in order to get our township assumed. And I had been, and council before that had also directed McKellar staff to engage us, none of which was taking place. I recently re-engaged McKellar and asked that we start this process again. And I was told there would be a committee of the whole meeting, right, on May the 2nd. And the topic of discussion is the proposed road assumption process. And so I patiently waited for Friday to come when I was told the agenda package was going to come. And when I opened up that agenda package, I discovered that there was no such process in that agenda package. I was expecting to see a document entitled road assumption upgrade process, because that's what we were here to discuss. Sure, that we're going to have something by which to frame this discussion on, right, that we could discuss and debate and tweak, and that didn't exist. What was there was a resolution. And so I decided over the weekend to take my own time to write said process. That's what council has in front of them. It's a very succinct, very well laid out plan, I believe. I have consulted with the Firewood 300 people, the Bailey subdivision, the Craigmore subdivision, the Firewood 152 road association. So there's five road associations that I have consulted with in the development of this document. This was a collaborative effort, right? And so it's not like this is just Dave's personal opinion. I have shared this with the members of my road association, and I have shared this in good faith with council with the hope that this be discussed. But getting on to my point, had we had such a well laid out step-by-step, end-to-end process, right, when we started the Bailey's subdivision, when we started the Craigmore subdivision, regardless of big staff changes within the office, regardless of a council change, this wouldn't have happened, because it would have been step-by-step, everyone would understand the process from end-to-end, and it should just go along as clockwork. So I really am hoping that McKellar and the road associations, right, including myself, can have some meaningful discussion on this assumption process. I feel it is generic. I feel it is open-ended enough so as not to paint anybody in a corner. It doesn't say how we have to do it. It just says that whatever it is we collectively decide how we're going to approach it gets documented. It doesn't say how it's going to be paid for. It simply indicates that whatever we decide in the discussions about how we're going to pay for it gets documented and followed up. And so I don't know whether or not anyone has the appetite to go through a procedure like this today and in this kind of a meeting, or whether or not this is something maybe better scheduled for a meeting a couple of weeks down the line when we can get various people involved. But that's kind of why I'm here. I as well came up with some speaking notes, which I shared with council prior to the meeting, where I was describing the benefits of road assumption. I was acknowledging some of the potential reasons why certain people might be apprehensive about road assumption or certain approaches to road assumption, but this is all done so as to stimulate a dialogue so that we can in fact all partner with one another in order to make this happen. I've entitled this procedure a proposed partnering approach for unassumed road upgrade. Those words, the partnering word in there and the specific words in there on partnering and trust, were not by accident. They're there because we, the ratepayers, right, we, the clients, as Gary is reminding everyone on council, that the ratepayers just aren't there as an inconvenience. We are, in fact, the ratepayers and the ones paying for all the things within the township. But we very much would like to partner with McKellar as opposed to being told what to do. We understand that we need to respect the nuances and the realities of council. But that's basically what I'm suggesting is, can we tweak this procedure together? Can we then direct the McKellar staff to sit down with our road association so that we can start to have the conversations about some of the approaches, and can we then start executing the process so that we have a documented road forward that we can, that I can then bring to my membership, right, in order to get them to agree to fund it, and once we have that agreement in place, that we can then get on with it. I think there's still time in order to get that done this calendar year. I have noticed that several of the major public works projects that were planned for this year have seemed to now have taken a bit of a back burner due to lack of funding. And so I think this is as good a year as any for there to be some excess capacity within the public works department in order to possibly do our road upgrades this year and to get our road assumption process and story started for this year.
Okay, one question there, without going into all the detail that you put into your presentations. First of all, the premise I disagree with, that there was nothing. What did you find incorrect or wrong with the detail in the resolution?
The resolution does not describe an end-to-end process that starts with a road association, or there isn't a road association, would like to approach the township and ask for the road to be assumed. And the end goal is the road is assumed. And I'm suggesting there needs to be an end-to-end process that describes I've described it as 16 steps, it might be 10 steps, it might be 20 steps, but the X number of detailed steps executed in this order in order to take us without any uncertainty, without any possibility of dropping the ball from request to road assumption. That's what I was led to believe was the discussion. That is what I have noticed is sorely needed as demonstrated by what has happened in the Bailey subdivision, and that is what I'm putting on the table as a future discussion point and action point for the township and for our road.